quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Here on Wrestling Observer Live, we are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Thursday here on the show, and we got a lot to talk about here today. Last night was Dynamite. We got the Dynamite report here today, as well as an update on Penelope Ford. Tomorrow, of course, we had Rocky Romero on the show a couple of days ago, and Rocky talked about New Japan New Beginning USA, which is taking place on Friday. We'll tell you about that, as well as SmackDown on Friday night. Elimination Chamber is coming up on Saturday. We got four matches announced for the show. Two of them are Elimination Chamber matches, and so my guess is we will... What's going on here? There's always some technical issue. My guess is we will not have any more matches added. We'll tell you, we could, I guess, add one more match on Friday's SmackDown, but SmackDown has a tag team title match and some other matches as well, so we'll see. And then we've got all of the news, including, as noted, an update on Penelope Ford. AJ Styles appears to not be going anywhere. He is going to be remaining with WWE. Talked about this on Talk and Shop the other day, which was interesting because apparently, a lot of people weren't the only people that thought that AJ might be going somewhere else. We've got some updates on ESPN Unlimited. If you're one of those people that doesn't want to pay extra for ESPN Unlimited, you want it through your cable package. We got some notes on that. WWE revenue over the past year. Whatever you want to think about WWE, let me tell you what they can do. Generate revenue. They generated a lot of it. And all of the rest of the news, a Dynamite report, and so much more. I'm flying solo here today. So if you want to text us, 425-780-7566, FRWOnline@gmail.com, FRWOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion. With Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich, creamy Frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate Frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, going solo here today. If you're trying to watch on YouTube and you're listening on Sports Byline right now, I don't know what's up, but hopefully it'll be up soon. Twitch now appears to be working, so we shall barrel on through like we always do, and if I get an update, I will let you folks know. So, we got to start off with Penelope Ford, who was injured last night on a moonsault on Dynamite. And couldn't help but notice there's a YouTube short of me discussing this. And then I clicked on it on Twitter, and I saw all sorts of comments. I need to do a segment where I read comments here on the show. This person here says, "It's pro wrestling. There's always a risk of injury." See Notorious Peck doing a basic hip toss. Well, yes, you know what? You know what has a risk of injury? Being alive. You walk out your front door, there's a risk of injury. But you know what? There's a higher risk of injury if you jump off a cliff. So yes, there is a risk of injury in wrestling. But the idea is you minimize the risk as best you can. You don't need to be doing a moonsault off the post. I'm not blaming her because everybody does this, but I've talked about this many times. Everybody is going to eventually get hurt doing the moonsault off the post. It's inevitable. Unless you just stop doing it, at some point you are going to get hurt, okay? This person here says it could have been prevented if the others caught her. That's incorrect, okay? So the moonsault off the post, and any dive in pro wrestling, you know, there was a time where, you know, the big dive to the outside would be a high cross off the post, or a pescado, you know, over the top rope, or whatever. And these all have one thing in common, both of these, and that is that your opponents are standing vertically, and you come at them horizontally, and they catch you. That's why it's called a catch. And wrestling has evolved, and now we're doing different things off the post. And there's two ways to do a moonsault off the post, and they both have their positives and negatives, okay? The best way to do a moonsault off the post is to have about six people out there, and you do a moonsault, and you rotate, you know, two-thirds of the way or whatever. So you start falling towards the ground horizontally, and then everybody catches you, okay? No one gets hurt doing this unless people don't happen to be where they're supposed to be. When you do it that way, you run the risk of someone not being there and splatting on your stomach off the top of the post onto the floor, and that would suck, okay? The other way is you don't rely on anybody else, and you do the Charlotte, Sol Ruka, Hangman Page, Penelope Ford. Like, everyone's doing it this way, and that is you just do a backflip off the post. You land on your feet on the floor, and everybody around you all falls down, okay? Now, when you do it that way, the positive is, if no one's there, you land on your feet, because that was what you were intending to do. The negative is, no one can actually catch you. So everybody who's blaming the other women in this match for Penelope's injury, it's not their fault. When you do a moonsault intending to land on your feet, you can't catch this. You literally would stand under the person with 2 feet flying at your face. It's not a move that can be caught in the traditional way. So anyway, that's the one she did, and she landed on her feet, and she immediately went down, and and she said something. I think she said something about I hurt my ankle or something like that. But she did manage to stand up, and she walked around a little bit, and then she got into the ring. And then she walked over to the corner. She stood on the apron, and they went to the commercial break. And during the commercial break, nothing happened. But at some point, she just sat down on the apron, and then she tried to stand up again, and then she sat back down on the apron, and then she rolled to the floor, and they took her out of the match. And last night when doing Observer Radio, we didn't have an update. But this morning, I was told that it was the best case scenario. It appears to be an ankle sprain, and the belief is that she will be back very soon. So that's great news. All the best to her. She's coming off an elbow injury, which also happened because of a dive, if I recall correctly. Did a dive and kind of fell and grabbed her elbow, and she missed 3 months for that one. So I would recommend not coming off that post, but that's just me. But all the best to her. Hopefully she's back soon. And they did have to change the finish of the match. Lana Cross ran in. Belt shot DQ. Absolutely horrific finish. I mean, the fans absolutely hated it. But they didn't want to beat Megan Bain. And that's what they chose to do. So that's the update. And hopefully Penelope is back legitimately on her feet very quickly. All right, AJ Styles and WWE, here's the update. They have reached a new contract, and he is now a producer. So, you know, there were two theories about what was going to happen with AJ Styles. It's kind of funny. I mean, there's a lot of funny things about this. So, you know, they rushed him into the Hall of Fame, and even I speculated, like, kind of interesting they rushed him into this Hall of Fame, you know? And I'm not the only one. Don't act like I am. You all thought the same thing. And in fact, Carl Anderson thought the same thing as well, because they were all on the Talkin' Shop podcast. And Carl Anderson said that he hadn't talked to AJ in a while, and he ran into him at Raw, and they had a conversation. And he said that AJ told him that his neck is not great, and that that helped contribute to the decision. Carl Anderson said, he said, "Dude, I have to. My neck is hurting too bad. I'm beat up. It's time. I want to help the next generation." And I go, "Well, I don't really believe it." So I just kept talking on my podcast about how you're not going to retire, and you're going to go here, and you're going to go there, and now I got to eat a lot of crow. And Anderson said, "Ladies and gentlemen, fans of Talkin' Shop, it's my esteemed honor to humbly apologize for giving anybody false hope that AJ was not going to retire. Clearly, I was wrong. He shoot retired. So I will say the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's my esteemed honor to humbly apologize for giving anybody the false hope." Although I did not. I said it was speculation that he might go elsewhere. He is retired. And now that he is signed with WWE as a producer, well, he ain't going anywhere. So we can write that one off. It is kind of funny because, like, He did that whole speech on Raw Monday. And for all I know, he fully intended to do this because he wasn't signed as a producer at the time. But he did that big speech about how, you know, I've been on the road a lot. It's time to go home and be dad. And now 3 days later, he's a producer. And he'll be on the road pretty much exactly the same amount because he's got to be on all the same shows. So anyway, all the best to him and not going to AEW. And he will be working as a producer, which I'm sure he will do an excellent job at. And he will be with WWE for a long time to come. This coming Saturday is the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. And WWE fans with Xfinity and Comcast are now able to access ESPN Unlimited and WWE PLEs for no additional cost. Alex Sherman of CNBC broke the news on Thursday. Xfinity users can validate their ESPN subscription with their Xfinity login credentials. And apparently, YouTube TV is next. But they said it might be a while. And it's possible that in order to get the deal to work on YouTube TV, you'll have to subscribe to one of the sports packages, which I don't know. I don't have any, obviously, because I'm not a big sports guy, but I guess we'll have to just, like, how does that compare to just getting ESPN Plus or whatever they call it right now, ESPN Unlimited? So that's probably the one of the last holdouts, but if you have Comcast Xfinity, you can now get ESPN Unlimited for the show this coming Saturday night. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I guess it's possible that AJ won't be on the road all the time. I mean, there have been producers who have made a lot of money and did very little. And so it might be one of those jobs. But one way or the other, he will not be leaving WWE. I've been told that the YouTube is up. If you are listening on Byline and want to watch it on YouTube, FWOnline.com/YouTube, you can do that as well. If you want to see my pretty face for the next 35 minutes, and who wouldn't? All right, WWE, TKO, they had their earnings gimmick thing that they do. WWE in the year 2025, are you ready for this? Do you know that I still remember off the top of my head how much money WWE generated in the year 2001? Because I did a headline story in Figure Four Weekly, and I was absolutely astounded that they had made so much money. In 2001, which was arguably the most lucrative year for WWE in the Monday Night Wars, they made $456 million for the year. $456 million. And here we are, it's 2025. And WWE generated in 2025 $1.7 billion. And don't tell me that this would have been lower than $456 million adjusted for inflation, because it would not. $1.7 billion. UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships, $1.5 billion. So WWE generated more money than UFC in 2025. The prior year, you know, you can say whatever you want about storylines and the booking and et cetera, but last year, well, we can go back even further. We can go back 4 years. So 2022, when the thing first started to turn around after we got rid of Vince, $1.4 billion. Then the next year, this was like the Roman Reigns Cody year, $1.5 billion. Actually, I'm sorry. I screwed everything up. But anyway, let's do it this way. Last year, $1.4 billion. This year, $1.7 billion. So they generated far more revenue this year than even last year. And a lot of that is all of these television deals. So WWE revenues for the fourth quarter were $359.6 million. The previous year's fourth quarter was $298 million. So the fourth quarter alone of WWE last year almost beat the entire 2001 revenue for WWE for the entire year. So media rights obviously was the biggest revenue generator, $1 billion in media rights fees, up from $865 million the previous year. Live events, even though they have run virtually no house shows, you know, these live events, and most of this, if we're being honest, is those shows in Saudi Arabia. $412 million in just live events. Last year it was $338 million. So they generated almost $100 million more dollars year over year in live events. For partnerships and marketing, they went from $83 million in partnerships and marketing last year to $159 million in 2025. And consumer products, Which actually, this is very important because, you know, everyone's like, well, you know, WWE is not as hot as it was, and WWE is not as hot, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you can feel that way watching the television. But once again, if you look at their fan base last year paid more than ever. And as far as things like merchandise and, you know, that sort of thing, they were up from $111 million to $136.4 million. So to their fan base, and I always say this because a lot of people that are negative about WWE, it's not WWE's fan base. WWE, and this goes for every company, WWE, AEW, TNA, okay? They aren't providing a product for people who don't watch the product. If you're not a WWE fan, if you don't like WWE, they aren't making a product for you. If you are not an AEW fan, they're not making their product for you. They're making their product for their fans. And for WWE fans, the actual people that are WWE fans and they're watching all the shows, I mean, they are as invested now as they have ever been. They're spending more money than they ever have. Like, listen, do I want to pay these tickets to go to WrestleMania? No. Are there a lot of people that probably can't afford to buy these tickets for WrestleMania and go to Las Vegas and do all of that? Yes. But for those people that can afford it and really want to go, they're buying those tickets at those prices. 36,000 tickets for both nights at these sky high prices. So now, obviously, you know, WWE could be fine with that. But the fact of the matter is they're going to lower prices. So be prepared to get your WrestleMania tickets and your tickets to our annual convention at 4WOnline.com/Vegas. It is it's taking place over Mania weekend. We got a lot of fun things. The best-selling things at this point are the WrestleMania after parties. We're doing after parties in the suite, and there are very limited tickets for those. So if you want those, like, you better get them now because they're going to be gone. We've also got Watch Wrestling with Dave Meltzer on Saturday and Sunday. You can get tickets for that. We got Texas Day Brazil. We're going to be having all-you-can-eat steak. We're also going to be doing live podcasts / Q&As. There's going to be a Wrestling Observer Radio and a Brian and Vinny show. You can get tickets to both of those. So if you're interested, you can check that out. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. Grab your tickets now. And we'll see you there. We'll see you there, as they say. AW will once again be holding Slam Dunk editions of Collision in March due to the NCAA tournament coverage on TNT. HBO Max listings for March have one-hour editions. This is for Collision. 11 Eastern on Saturday, March 21st, and Sunday, March 22nd, after NCAA coverage. I got to sneeze. This guy's mowing his lawn outside, and now I'm sneezing. Then we've got one-hour, zero-hour pre-show for next month's Revolution. That's 7 Eastern for March 14th. Pay-per-view begins at 8 Eastern. The Revolution Countdown show airs after the Saturday Collision, as usual. September's All Out Toronto will soon be uploaded to the HBO Max archives, if you have not seen that one. And, yeah, this guy goes mowing the lawn in the wintertime. Don't look at me, dude. I'm not the one doing it. March 27th episode of Dynamite and Rampage from 2023 during MJF's first world title run will be uploaded to the archives. And all of the other new Dynamite and Collision episodes will begin at their usual start times. So those are going to be the only changes during the NCAA tournament. All right, what else do we have here? Bronson Reed either has had or will very shortly have surgery on his torn biceps, as we talked about a couple of days ago. He did go on social media, and he said he appreciated the kind words. I'll be back better than ever, causing destruction like no one else can. And all the best to him, man. That's another one. I mean, sometimes you have something, like every time I see someone do the moonsault off the post, I'm expecting them not to get up. So You know, yes, wrestling is inherently dangerous, but some things are more dangerous than others. And every time I see someone doing that, I'm like, someone's going to blow out a knee, someone's going to blow out an ankle. I'm just waiting for it. And last night it happened. On the other hand, not once have I thought, you know, one of these days someone's going to break up a pin and they're going to tear a muscle. But that's what happened. He broke up a pin. Like, I mean, he just did that towards biceps. And that, of course, and it's not funny, but it's ironic. His last two injuries, one of them, he jumped off a cage at 400-something pounds and ended up hurting himself, which is like, well, yeah. But the other one is he broke up a pin and hurt himself. So Bronson Reed is actually, I mean, he's the prototypical professional wrestler. Sometimes you get hurt doing something dangerous. Sometimes you get hurt doing nothing at all. So hopefully he is back in action very soon. All right. Well, when we head to a break, we're going to talk about Dynamite. That'll be coming up next. I'm going to check out the text message bin here. See if we got anything. I have a button that I push, and we get all the text messages. Do you think AEW is doing the title stip with Hangman because they had some idea with Cody that never was able to go through until the end? Or do you think it just means Hangman's winning the title and they want people to buy the show to see it? I think it's more the latter. I mean, it's possible, but I mean, Tony has pretty much said, you know, I don't want to break stipulations. So I think he's just winning. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Logan Fury did something smart. He saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With that money, he bought a mini treadmill. Is walking on it during video conference calls more distracting than he thought? Yes. And is that because he overestimated his foot-eye coordination? Definitely. But it's Logan's savings, and if he wants to burn calories and any chance at a promotion, we say, good for you, Logan. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive, and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Got an irritating text message during the break that I didn't see till yesterday. Should I read it? Should I get really mad? Person there, he says, you sit there during Dave's endless ranting about ratings, but don't have time for commercials. Grow up. First off, I am grown up. I got two kids. I put them to bed. I start watching Raw and skipping commercials. I get done in time to start that show with Dave at 11:30. So if you think for 1 second that I'm going to willingly sit there through commercials to add another hour to Raw so I can then start the Dave show at 12:30 a.m., think again. Not going to happen. Nor do I need to grow up because I'm asking to not have to watch commercials after paying for the commercial-free edition of Netflix. So if you want to do this job, go for it. Let me know how you like watching those commercials. You ain't going to like it. And then you're going to be more irritated when I tell you to grow up and just watch the commercials. You know, it's one thing to stand up for WWE or AEW or whoever, but when you're standing up for them and willingly sitting through the commercials on Raw to stand up for WWE, brother, I don't know what to tell you. You need to fill your life with more so that you have things to do when you're not watching the commercials on Monday Night Raw. Now, shall I do the Dynamite report here? Or should I read more irritating text messages? I think I'll do Dynamite. It was a pretty good show. It was actually a great show. And what was amazing about it is this show took place in Denver, Colorado. The Mile High City. Is that right? Mile High State, Mile High City. It's at altitude. And it's no fun doing wrestling matches at altitude. I gotta check something here. I did this once. All right, let's see. All right. Actually, that's not that high at all. Oh, no. No? What's the altitude? Let's see. Ben. Yeah, look at that. So, I once wrestled at the Bend River Mall, if I recall correctly. It's outside of the Bend River Mall. Pretty sure that's the show. And Bend is not a mile high. It's elevation 3,600 feet. And I do remember that that was not a lot of fun. So this show took place in Denver. And, you know, I heard that all the guys in the main event, if you watch the main event, man, that show, that main event was awesome. It was it was Mile High Mayhem is what they called it. You know that Tony is like a complete maniac because they go mile high and he decides to book like a high-speed match for the main event. So you had Jungle Boy, Young Bucks, Rascals, GOA, Ricochet, and FTR all wrestling this basically Anarchy in the Arena match. And, man, they're just going 50 miles an hour. Boom, 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 jump, run fast, And I heard that, like, they were dying when this match was over. And you never know watching it, because I do remember watching it. I was like, my God, how are they going at this speed? Like, the entire time. They didn't slow down for 1 second. And the match ends. They're still going 50 miles an hour. I was like, oh, my God, that was incredible. And so I asked around, and it was like, it sucked. Like, everyone was dying out there. But they got through it, and it was an incredible match. And Jack Perry ended up pinning Ricochet with the running knee. And that is either like the end of the feud, like Jack got one last big win over Ricochet after their feud, or they're going to do a match at the pay-per-view for the title again. I'm kind of leaning towards the former. I actually don't know. but it could be the latter. But anyway, that was an incredible main event. It opened up with, and I was very thankful for this. I missed last week's show. I missed all wrestling shows last week because I was on the cruise. And I was like, okay, well, you know, at least for WWE, I thought, they'll show me replays of everything that happened last week. So I won't have any confusion about anything. Dynamite, iffy. I better find out what happened on the show. Well, astoundingly, I watched Raw Monday and they didn't recap Jack. Like, I have no idea what happened with Finn Balor and Dominic. Like, they're talking about something last week. I don't know what they're talking about. They didn't replay it. They didn't talk about it. Like, they had some sort of issue or something. I have absolutely no idea. So, that was weird. And then, Dynamite, which is renowned for never doing video packages or recaps or anything, they recapped everything. I know everything that's going on in AEW. They recapped everything. And I was amazed that of the two promotions, AEW this week did a far superior job recapping what happened on the last show. Jon Moxley, BL clone, Continental title eliminator, very good match. Moxley gave him a lot, beat him up, killed him with a Death Rider, and got the win. But a very good opener. We had Prince Nana coming out, and this was a classic AEW moment. So, last week, Swerve and Kenny had a match. Swerve won, and then he killed Kenny. Put him through a table. So, Prince Nana then comes out, and he starts making fun of AEW. And he says, oh, wow, what a punishment you gave Swerve. $100,000 fine and a week off. I thought, okay, well, Swerve won't be here tonight. Well, then Swerve showed up. So, apparently, his week off was Wednesday through Tuesday. He missed Collision, which he never does. So anyway, he comes out and he does a promo and he threatens everybody. He says he's the most dangerous man on the roster. And listen, you know, I think that Swerve is a great heel, but there's also reality, and that is nobody wants this guy to be a heel. And they're cheering this guy and he's trying so hard to get booed and they want to do Swerve's house and the whole deal. He's trying. But he is going to be fighting these fans because they are not going to want to boo Swerve. Brody King then did a promo. He wants a shot at the title. Everybody wants a shot at the title. We had Orange Cassidy and Gabe Kidd, which I didn't like the finish. The match was fine, but the referee ends up getting caught between both guys so Gabe can gouge his eyes. But usually when you do that spot, it's like you gouge the eyes. The ref turns around, hasn't seen anything, and then you hit your move and pin the guy. Well, they distract the referee. He gouges the eyes. He keeps gouging. The ref turns around, he's looking right at him. He's still gouging. The ref goes, stop gouging! And then he hits a pile driver and pins him. So I don't even know why they bothered doing a referee spot. They didn't need it. He was just going to gouge his eyes for 15 minutes. And then Clark Connors came out to double-team Orange. Darby hit the ring to make the save. And in a very, very rare moment, Darby did not get beat up. He actually cleared the ring and stood tall. It was astounding. And it was what needs to be done more often with Darby Allin. Thunder Rosa promo on Tekla backstage. Also set up a match for Collision. Her and Statlander against the Sisters of Sin. Kevin Knight beat Mansoor in a standby match. Standby matches are stupid. I don't care what anyone says. I've had people arguing on Twitter. I don't think anybody remembers what the point of a standby match even is. I can explain it to you if you'd like. There was a time when a TV show went an hour or it went 2 hours. And when the hour was done, the show was over. There was no such thing as an overrun. In those days, they wanted you to believe that wrestling was real, or they wanted to just like make it easier to whatever. So the idea was, well, it wouldn't make any sense if this were real, if the main event always ended exactly when the show ended. And so what they did was they would start a main event at 18 minutes before the top of the hour. The main event would end 7 minutes before the show was over, because that's what would happen if it were real. And then to fill that last 7 minutes, they would start a standby match. Maybe the match would end, maybe the match wouldn't end, whatever. But the standby matches went at the very end of the show to fill the remaining television time. That's what a standby match was, okay? You don't do a standby match in the middle of the show. That's ridiculous. And everyone's like, oh, well, but listen. If AEW ever ended on time, then I could understand, because Tony Khan liked a comment that somebody made about how maybe the promoter just wants his main event to go at the very end. Well, you know, if AEW ever ended on time, it would be fine to put a standby match in the middle of the show to fill some time, but it never does. It always goes past the top of the hour by like 15 minutes. So having a standby match in the middle of the television show is stupid. Although I can talk more about it tonight on the Brian and Vinny show, because there is a way to explain it, or at least explain why everybody's backstage with their gear on, even if they're not booked. But a standby match is not the answer. Then we had Hangman and MJF coming out to pick the stips. MJF offered to flip a coin. Hangman said, all right, go for it. So Hangman stands there. MJF flips the coin. MJF wins the coin flip. He starts to leave. Hangman looks so sad. But then Hangman says, let me see that coin. MJF's like, I'm going to let you see the coin. Hangman says, let me see the coin. MJF tries to flee. Babyfaces come out. They won't let him leave. He's forced to show the coin. It's a double-sided coin. Hangman, the story is he's a smart babyface. He's not an idiot. He knew Max was going to use a fake coin, and he let him do it, and then he caught him. Because then Tony Khan, as a result of lying, announced that MJF would not get his stipulation. Hangman gets his stipulation of Texas death. I like this segment a lot. MJF, a smarmy heel. The babyface outsmarts him. It was good. Harley and Willow and Megabad, we talked about this. Brody King and Mark Davis, fun slobber knocker mean guy match. Brody won. And then he cut a promo on Swerve, challenged him to a match at Revolution. And then Bandido challenged Andrade to a match at Revolution. So those should be two great matches. Then we had Mile High Madness, Anything Goes. Talked about this earlier. Jungle Boy, Young Bucks, Rascals, GOA, Ricochet, and FTR. I mean, man, they did everything. They played Jungle Boy's music twice through. The fans absolutely loved it. I love it, too. I miss the days of New Jack. But anyway, I don't know about that. He ran wild. Jack ran wild there at the end. The Bucks ended up putting cash through a table outside. It's funny, they broke all these tables, but the fans saw that there was one table left. And they start chanting, one more table! And so the Bucks threw the guy through the last table and they popped. And then they hit the BTE trigger, launched Jack into the running knee on Ricochet. Jack got the pin. Place went nuts. Everybody then died. And it was a very, very good main event. So that leads us to the Revolution pay-per-view. We're getting more and more matches. It's the March 15th show, so we have about 2 weeks left. A little more than 2 weeks. Actually, 2 weeks. MJF versus Hangman, Texas death match. If Page loses, he can never challenge for the world title again. FTR against the Young Bucks for the AEW World Tag Team titles. And Jon Moxley and Takeshita, no time limit. Bandido versus Andrade El Idolo. Back in a moment with more, everybody. Observer Live. Sky cracks open.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of of your medical conditions as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Well, you'll be happy to know everybody's favorite duo will be back tomorrow. Lance and Filthy Tom are holding down Observer Live for Fun Friday. I will be gone tomorrow. But I will be back later on tonight, the Brian and Vinny Show. 90 minutes on AEW and NXT television this week. Lots to talk about on both of those shows. And then this weekend, we will be doing a Elimination Chamber post show. We're going to be watching the show live and then going immediately afterwards, coming up on Saturday. And then, everyone's texting me at the same time. And then Vinny and I will be going immediately after the pay-per-view, and it will be live on both YouTube for subscribers and Twitch for subscribers on Saturday night for the post show. So if you want to listen to the Elimination Chamber post show, that's going to be your chance to do it. Sign up right now, either on YouTube at 4wonline.com/YouTube to watch it live, or you can use your Amazon Prime account to get a free Twitch subscription, twitch.tv/F4WVideo. We'll be up immediately after the show on Saturday to talk everything, and hopefully we'll have more matches for WrestleMania, because right now, technically, we got one, the Liv and Stephanie Vaquer match. Even Roman Reigns and Punk, in theory, is not confirmed because Punk could lose a title to Finn Balor in storyline. So we have one WrestleMania match, kind of two, and then hopefully we'll have more because, you know, I think maybe if we had more matches announced, we might sell some more tickets. I think it's maybe a good idea. But anyway, we're going to wrap it up for today. I want to thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.